Welcome back to FLX Morning. It is Tuesday, July the 19th. It is 8:35, and our friends from Finger Lakes Health are joining us, including Laura Turbine. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing very well, and we have some important stuff to discuss today.
We absolutely do. Probably one of the most important topics we ever talk about, truthfully. All health is important. That's why we come every couple of weeks to try to get our community in the mindset of taking care of ourselves. But we certainly know heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. It still continues to sort of, I think, elude us in terms of the signs, the risk factors. Many of us have modifiable risk factors, things that we ourselves could change, whether it's our smoking habits, whether it's our eating habits, whether it's our nutrition or exercise, the things that we can influence. There's some things we can't. Genetics, we are sort of born this way in some ways in terms of having certain risk. Age, unfortunately, we can't turn back the clock. So there's certain things we can't do to affect our cardiac health, but there are things we can. So I'm so happy today to be here today with a wonderful member of our community who has been caring for our hearts here in our here in Geneva and the surrounding Finger Lakes area for many, many years. Yvonne Jolly is a nurse practitioner, and she has recently joined Geneva General Cardiology Associates. She's now working with Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez and Pamela Hobart, another nurse practitioner who many of our patients are familiar with. And now another member of our team, Yvonne, has sort of joined us. She's been at Geneva General Hospital for many, many years. Many people know her, her family. Her sister is a longtime beloved nurse of ours. So it's like having family caring for family when you come to our health system, as you know. And we're thrilled that she's continuing to be part of our health system in this new practice. But we thought, what better person to come talk to us about? Because she's a straight shooter. She will tell it like it is, and she will tell you what you need to be knowing and how, when we need to listen to our bodies and maybe not hold back, but really think maybe this is the moment to call the doctor, or maybe we need to show up to the ER, or maybe I need to change some habits.
And Yvonne, we might as well jump right in on that topic, because so many people ignore what are actually pretty obvious signs that, you might want to go get checked out.
It's true. Most people, they don't really look at their symptoms or think that their symptoms are serious enough, but they are. You know, a lot of the symptoms that you could have are, you know, of course, chest pain, some chest pressure, heaviness, palpitations, shortness of breath. A big one, though, is unexplained indigestion, that people don't realize that that could cause heart disease, but it can. I've had two friends that have died from unexplained indigestion. You know, one thought that possibly it was due to a certain type of alcohol he was drinking. But then one night developed severe symptoms enough where he didn't make it to the emergency room.
That's interesting. I've never heard of unidentified indigestion before. Can you explain a little bit more what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, some patients will develop like indigestion and they hadn't had anything to eat or drink. And they're like, you know, I've never had indigestion before. Why is this happening? Well, that's a sign of heart disease, you know, because it's a different form of chest pain, not the typical chest pain that people think of, you know, and they're like, oh, it's just indigestion. I'll go buy some Tums or some Prilosec, or, oh, I had a roast beef sandwich. I don't normally eat that. Maybe it's the mayonnaise, you know, and then they'll vomit. They get nauseous, and that's usually when the event happens, and it's usually too late. They, you know, they're afraid to go to the emergency room because they're thinking that, oh, it's indigestion. People aren't going to believe me.
Now, or sometimes we think it'll pass. I think there's so many of us who've had that moment where you think, well, I'll just let it pass. If I still don't feel well in the morning, I'll call. And here's the thing. We would much rather see you. Come to the ER and let us send you home healthy. If it's a false alarm, let it be a false alarm. If you have GERD or indigestion, great. We can solve that for you too. But if indeed it is this indigestion, and one of the things we talked about in the waiting room a little bit, Yvonne, was even this whole sweaty, clammy feeling. I think sometimes people ignore that too, that it doesn't have to be the chest clutching. So much on the media and TV for years, we've seen that doubling over, clutch your chest, sort
it's
of the widowmaker type.
Yes, right.
Versus it being these more subtle signs. We were talking about sort of referred pain. You can have referred pain down your arm. You can have pain between your shoulder blades in the back. You can have pain that's sort of in other areas, but just you're not feeling yourself, and you're kind of thinking and hoping it'll pass. And that may be the time to, instead of hoping and thinking it'll pass, to reach out for somebody who can just do a really a basic assessment. And when we go and show up at the ER, you can tell us a little bit about what happens. They can tell us what's happening, correct?
They can. And, you know, you go to the ER and, you know, they'll do the EKG, they do blood work, and you're being monitored. And like Laura said, if you know, things turn out okay, then you get discharged home and you get an appointment with the cardiologist or your primary care physician. But it's those patients that wait and think that, you know, it's going to go away and they don't show up and then the event happens and, you know, it's too late. You can't go back in time.
And we've lost too many community members. We know this still. We all have friends. We all have family. We all have people who we wish were still here, who we just wish hadn't ignored those signs. Or maybe they didn't ignore them. Maybe they were aware of them but thought, well, I'll wait. Or maybe they were someone who thought, I just don't want to bother someone right now. Let me call in the morning when the office is open. Those kinds of things. And that's why we're here 24/7. That's obviously mm-hmm. why we have a cardiology team on call, like Yvonne and Pam and Dr. Rodriguez. They would much rather get that question. That's what they're here for. That's what they trained for. But I just think it's too important. We hear too many people, I said, might be my age now. You know, mm-hmm. I'm aging into the fact that I'm now hearing of too many of these stories where beloved members of our community who maybe had a couple weeks of symptoms, maybe had one day of symptoms, but for whatever reason, just didn't realize what was going on. And we would much rather have people get checked out. And we've got great people right here local who can do it. So it's real, no excuse.
Right, right. And the thing is too, sometimes you're going to feel these pains and they may be the result of other things that are going on. But
exactly.
If those other things aren't diagnosed and treated, they can in turn lead to damage to your heart and your circulatory system.
Absolutely. And at Geneva General Hospital, we are a chest pain center of excellence. So we are recognized sort of nationally with some standards that we meet in terms of, you know, the door to aspirin time, to a lot of the time that we assess some of these tests. So our team in the ED especially is very well equipped and very well trained. The other thing we can talk about, of course, we want to get that message out. It's so important. As we said, number one killer of men and women still, cardiac disease. We all know we have risk factors, and hopefully we can get a little education on the preventative side. So instead of just worrying about how to respond when it happens, let's talk a little bit about what can we do to position ourselves to be in a better spot. And I know I'll step out there first. I certainly know and have heard from people, if you smoke and you can begin to even reduce your smoking, call that New York State Quit Line. It is hard. I have never smoked, but I certainly am someone who have not been a healthy eater and a healthy nutrition person. And I know how hard these habits are to change, break, and modify. But as you look at your children, you look at your family, you look at your loved ones, if you can't do it for yourself, maybe you can do it for them. And that's what I keep thinking is going to be my cue. But let's hear a little bit about what are the things we can change? And what do you advise people that's doable, that can sort of one bite at a time? I heard it's 3 weeks to change a habit and 3 weeks to form a new one. So if you 1 month at a time work towards mm-hmm. this, you're working in the right direction.
So I always, you know, talk about focusing on prevention, and the smoking is a difficult thing for patients to do. So I normally tell a patient, if they tried every medication, their patches, to take one cigarette out of their pack a week. One cigarette out of the pack a week. In 20 weeks, the pack is gone and you should be done smoking at that time. It's not the easiest thing to do, but I usually tell them to do that. Another thing is diet. You know, if you could just eliminate certain things from your diet, you know, not everybody feels that you have to go on this 1,000 calorie diet. Well, you know, that's unhealthy. You just need to make healthy choices. The other thing is exercise. Not everybody goes to a gym. People feel intimidated by gyms. You could go outside and walk. Start walking 30 minutes a day, you know, 20 minutes a day. Anything to move your body is going to help. You know, I focus on prevention. I practice what I preach. I go to the gym in the morning. I see people in the community, and I encourage them to do the same thing. You know, a lot of times people want the quick fix, but that's usually not what happens. But if you could just eliminate certain things from your diet, exercise, walk, and look at these risk factors, that should help you.
And I often find that people who are thinking about a diet modification, they have the all or nothing mentality of, well, I need to cold turkey eliminate everything right off the bat. That's usually not a successful model.
And I love this idea of remove one cigarette a week over time, mm-hmm. because one of the things someone had recently shared with me that did felt doable to me was, pick a habit each month, whether that's add one glass of water before each meal and do that for one full month. And then the second month, add a new habit. Maybe for me, I'm not a salty person. I'm more of a sweet person. Like, so if you have a muffin, like decide I'm giving up just muffins. I'm not going to give up every single other thing I like to eat, but maybe I'm going to give up this one food and substitute it with something else. Or I'm bad about eating breakfast. Most times I don't eat breakfast, and sometimes I don't eat lunch. And then you get home. And so, yeah, and adding have an apple at my desk. And part of it is sort of how how do we add things versus subtract things? And I think that's part of this too, is sort of, can we add to get to that five fruits and vegetables and some mm-hmm. of the things that we know, and you don't feel like you're losing anything.
And that's where it's important to go see someone like Yvonne or Pam or Dr. Rodriguez with the cardiology team, is to just kind of get that general assessment of, okay, where am I now and what steps can I take to get to what my goal might be if I've gone off the rails a little bit or a lot.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of imaging now as well. There's mm-hmm. so many more diagnostics in terms of from, you know, if you hear about people having cardiac stress tests, you hear about people having mm-hmm. Having various diagnostics that can be looked at, echocardiograms, other things that give people a little bit of a sense of where you are, as well as they can really help, I think, help go through in a more refined way some of these symptoms we talk about, because they can be kind of generalized and they can cross over. Is it GI or is it cardiology? Talk with someone who has the expertise. And so 787-4204 is the phone number for Geneva General Cardiology Associates. It's a very busy practice and you may be booked out a little bit, and mm-hmm. please get on the docket, because the time will go before you know it, those few weeks have passed and your appointment's here and you're ready to have that conversation.
And the bottom line, I think, of what we're talking about here is, when it comes to heart health, self-diagnosis is not at all an option. Not an option. You need to go see someone and not pass it off as, I got a little bit of the old angina going on. No, maybe it's something else and you need mm-hmm. to get it checked out.
I did a little too much yard work. Maybe my arm just feels heavy because I was doing yard work. Probably, it could be muscular, skeletal, it could be. Mm-hmm. But probably, if it were, you can be sent home with great sense. You can go out and do the next day of yard work. But why have that risk of wondering? And honestly, it weighs more heavily on our minds than we realize. So reach out to the resources that we have available right here.
You know, I was just thinking a second ago that, you know, it's one of those things that people, I think, you know, trying to think of the way to put this into words, but you know what? It's overcoming the reticence to ask the question because you're afraid you're not going to like what the answer is going to be. I think that's a lot of it. It's a psychological thing for people, is that they know they're not getting the level of exercise they should. They know that maybe they're not eating the greatest things in the world. They know they, you know, smoke or consume alcohol or other products that are detrimental to their heart health, and these little signs start creeping up, and it's like you don't want to go because you don't want to find out that you've done something bad to yourself. But you've got to overcome that to be able to cure yourself and heal yourself and do the right things and modify the behaviors.
Exactly. And I think that's a great point, that it is a reticence and it is a sense of, we know that we have some of our own behaviors. And we also know we have some behaviors that, finally, some of us know there's behaviors we have that we may be unwilling, unable to change, but we may be able to change some of the other ones. And we also may be able to get that support so that we might surprise ourselves. But again, it's sort of not wanting to know that answer. We also didn't talk much about this, but women sometimes have different signs. Also, going through menopause helps, increases your risk factors as well, because you don't have that protective estrogen. So there's a lot of little nuances here that over time we could do a weekly show on cardiac disease probably and still not touch on all these topics, which is why you need to come to the experts. But also, we encourage you, reach out to someone you know, a friendly face, someone who know is going to really, I think, relate to you. And this is partly why I know we're so thrilled that Yvonne has joined our team.
And definitely someone, as Yvonne, as you said, you practice what you preach. So you're not just telling people to do something. You actually do it yourself. So you can speak from a first-person perspective on what the benefits are of making these kinds of modifications to your daily lifestyle.
It's true. I go to the gym in the morning at the Y. I'm there before 5 a.m. Multiple, you know, people from the community are there. They, you know, people come up to me and ask me questions at the Y, on the street, in the grocery mm-hmm. store, you know, and I'm open to answering all their questions. So, I mean, I'm a familiar face and friendly face, and I'm open for questions.
I always like to say, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
That's true.
That is absolutely perfect. Yvonne, Laura, thanks so much for being here. And again, if people want to reach out to the Cardiology Associates at Geneva General, the phone number?
787-4204.
Okay. And be prepared to be booked out a little bit because
potentially, yeah. They'll certainly talk to you on the phone, but just all I'm suggesting is if you are booked out a little bit, it's still worth it.
Yeah, absolutely worth it. Thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated.